Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, I think you said, did he say it yesterday or this? You said definitely said it this week. You didn't want to trade Shamet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the only drawback from the trade. But you got to give up something to get something.
They're going for it.
Too bad they didn't want Markelle Fultz.
They did not.
No.
Nope. How sad is that, that the first overall pick just...
You can't even move him.
You can't move him because people don't want him.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, Shamet would have been, especially if you don't bring J.J. back. Now you almost are under pressure to bring J.J. back.
You have to.
Yeah.
No, you have to because you need a guard. You need at least before you could be like, well, Shamet can, he can at least shoot the three and he could do a lot of things that J.J. could. So now you have Ben, J.J., Butler, Toby, and Joe. Is that the best starting five in the East? You can think about it.
Good argument.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Joe's pretty strong. JJ, for what he does as a starting role player, is very good. Butler's an all-star level player.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't argue with what Harris has done this year with the Clippers. He actually fits perfectly in because he's high percentage three-point shooter. He can really play multiple positions. He can defend a little bit. It makes them better this year, and it's not just making a team better to make them better. It actually puts them in contention and pushes them towards winning the East.
Yeah, I would love to get another guard, a true guard from somewhere. I don't know where you're going to get him.
Well, Corey Brewer, they can sign him in day or two.
I mean another point guard. So because they want to keep Ben off the ball at times. So and I think that's been working for him. I don't really necessarily like Jimmy Butler being the other point guard.
Yeah, those times are when other teams are saying, "Hey Ben, we're not going to guard you on the perimeter because we know you're not going to hurt us." So you're right; they've been putting them down low. It's smart.
Yeah, I would love to get Drew.
I think that's pretty much out now.
Can we get Jimmy Butler for Drew? No.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Oh.
All right, take phone calls 888-729-9494. What are the expectations now? I'll say this: if they don't make the finals, then that's a disappointment. Evan and Maniunk, what do you got, Evan?
What's going on, guys? Let me first say I'm fired up with this trade, man. I love it.
Right on.
Elton Brand being aggressive, first year, rookie GM, and he makes two big blockbuster trades. I love it. So my expectation, I would say, is conference finals. That's mostly just because they're really thin at backup guard. The only backup guards they have now after Landry Shamet are TJ and Furkan. I think that's really thin.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
What was that?
No, I said you're right.
Oh, yeah. And then even no matter how far they go this year, I think the most critical thing is to re-sign Jimmy and Tobias because I would hate to see all these assets traded for these guys and we not re-sign them.
Well, I think Tobias will certainly be a priority for them to re-sign Jimmy. If they can get him on a deal that they think is a team-friendly deal, they would go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't, other than Tobias, I wouldn't put a lot of pressure on this organization to re-sign guys. This is supposed to be a big summer for free agents. Jimmy being on a one-year deal, on an expiring contract, that frees up cap space for you. That's what you're going to have cap space. Jimmy's money off the books, J.J. Redick's money off the books. If you choose to go somewhere else, even if you bring Tobias back at $25 million, $26 million, whatever it's going to be, $30 million, you're still going to have somewhere around $30 million, $35 million you can spend on another max player.
Mm-hmm.
On two other players, possibly.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it opens up a lot of doors that you can do. You're right. It does. I would say this, that I think Jimmy Butler's status with the Sixers is still to be determined in their minds, right? Mm-hmm. He can play his way into a contract for the future. He can also play his way out. of getting re-signed by the Sixers, right? If we all know what he does. If he does that, and the Sixers say, you know what? Nah, we're good. They could re-sign both guys. Mm-hmm. They could. I think the amount of capital you gave up to get Tobias Harris, literally, you have no other choice but to sign him. If you let him walk via free agency, you gave up two first-round draft picks, a first-round draft pick who's been a really good player this year, and other things.
No, they're going to re-sign Tobias Harris. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's happy to be here. He's been traded 20 other times. If a team wants to commit to him long-term, he's ready
with that kind of money?
Yeah, he's ready to settle down. He's not going anywhere. That's the reason why I like Tobias Harris, because he's not this prima donna star player.
Right.
You know, one of the problems with Jimmy is that he feels he's in the upper echelon class.
He's a prima donna star player.
Yeah, so, you know, he's 31 years old. And again, you got a 26. When you don't have a Tobias Harris as an alternative, then you're almost locked into where you're forced to bring Jimmy back. And this kid's 26 years old.
Yep.
26. And he's a low-maintenance guy.
Shoot the three.
Yes.
Not going to fight with Joe.
Yes.
Not going to be arguing with Ben.
Not going to be yelling at the coach.
No, nope.
In front of the team and all that stuff. Come on, man.
Let's go to Maurice in Allentown. Mo.
Hey, how you doing, John and Ike?
How are you? What's up, man?
Maurice?
I am loving this trade. I mean, Tobias Harris, I remember watching Orlando and then Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a more solid Harrison Barnes almost, because he can take it and dunk on you. And he can hit that three. It's just perfect. Butler, I know people are questioning Butler, but at the end of the day, Butler just wants to win. So if he can be a role player, just do a little bit here. I mean, it's huge that Brand got such a head start on this free agency class, because
mm-hmm.
the worst thing that would have happened was for this free agency class to go by and the Sixers to get nobody. So this is a huge jump start on that. And then, I mean, Brett Brown needs with five guys and starters that they have, there's no reason there shouldn't be two of those guys on the court at all times, which kind of alleviates some of the bench issues that you have. Because if you put two scorers out there of what they got, come on. I mean,
Here's what it does for Brett Brown, Maurice. It puts a ton of pressure on him to win in the postseason. And I'm not saying he has to get to the finals to keep his job.
Better not go out in that first or second round. I'm expecting to go out.
What Ike said, you never know.
Yeah, because I was going to say, depending on where they finish yet in the standings, they're probably going to be it's going to be a 4-5 matchup.
Depends what happens from here. I mean, they could go on a serious run with these guys and finish at the top of the conference, perhaps. But nobody's under more pressure now than Brett Brown, because last year was nice. They won a round, and then, frankly, he got out-coached against the Celtics. And I'm a Brett Brown guy, right? I'm not screaming and yelling the day after losses. I mean, listen, he has a lot to prove as far as X's and O's and stuff like that, but he's a foundation guy. And the way he handled the Jimmy Butler thing, like where he didn't come out and say, no, that didn't happen, I don't know where these reports came from, he acknowledged it and said that, hey, this is what happens when you're dealing with athletes and a guy that's used to getting more touches, and we're trying to incorporate him into a new offense, and this is what happens, and it's fine, we can work through it.
By the way,
yeah,
good luck, coach, working in Tobias Harris with Jimmy and Joel and JJ with shots, because Tobias Harris was
the leading scorer
in LA, and he took most of the shots.
Yep.
So now you're gonna have to figure out a way to get him incorporated into what's going on now.
And he has to know, he has to realize his new role isn't to be the first option on offense at all. That he has to fit in.
Yes.
Or the second option.
Every night. That's the thing. Is he the second option? Jimmy, is he the second option?
Some like JJ might be the second option.
Then where's Benny Dimes coming in there?
Oh, well, he doesn't want to shoot anyway, so.
Well, I mean, but I'm sure he wants to score. He's been scoring. Yeah, he's been scoring a little more lately.
Oh, he's going to score 20 most nights regardless, sure.
I mean, that takes shots to do it. When you got four people out there looking to score, five people looking to score, believe me, shots can be an issue.
They don't really have the role player type
in
the starting five, right?
That doesn't look for shots.
Right.
Right. He's just out there playing defense.
Or is a specialized three-point shooter, or like JJ would be the closest thing to a quote-unquote role player.
Yeah.
But yeah. He's better than just a flat-out role player.
And you want to use him because he's your best shooter.
Really, kind of your only...
Yeah. Well, until we got Tobias.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Let's talk to Owen. Owen and Glassboro's on the line. Owen!
Yo! I woke up this morning singing, y'all ever want it? Y'all ever need it? Say yeah! Ooh, yeah, I can't go over to these streets, man. Okay. Toby, if you don't know, off the dribble, 47% from three. He's number one in the league. That's over Wardell Curry, okay? So I'm not really worried about him in shots, okay, because we got space out here in the streets. Someone in P's on the block. He doesn't have to roll a screen to get the ball to JJ. He can just say, hey, Tobias, you out there? Take this shot, brother. And when he passes it, the ball goes up and into the hoop. Oh, I'm excited. Clap your hands, everybody. Philadelphia.
Where's it put him, though, Owen?
It puts him to me as the second option scoring. Now, Jimmy, I'm all with Ike on Jimmy. Jimmy, come play this season. Thank you for your service. There's a whole lot of free agents out there this summer. We're going to go talk to them. While you talk to whoever you talk to, we're going to see if you come back. Because we're going to sign up, Toby. As a matter of fact, if they can make a deal to get Holiday for Jimmy Butler, I trade him right now. The puck is all in disarray. Let's just make some moves and do that. But if not, again, we're going to find out. I'm not going to call him Brett Clown no more the rest of the season.
Does this put him in the finals, Owen?
Let's put it this way. It better put him in the finals. When they pick up a couple people off a waiver, they're going to get a couple bench players, a little bit more defense, and now we got to bring back our boy off our 10-day waivers. We need to make a push, and if he doesn't do it, that's on him. Because they're finally getting him the tools, and we're going to see if this dude can coach. Do me a favor, all right?
No.
Clap your hands, everybody. Philadelphia, 76. Here we come. I love y'all.
All right, oh.
There he is, Owen.
A lot of energy. I try not to interrupt him. Yeah, just let him go.
You got to kind of let him go, but at the same time, control him. I'll say this. This better put him in the finals. This better put him in the finals for what they're doing and what they've given up.
A lot of work for Coach to get done. I mean, I think back to the beginning of the year when I'm looking at Boston and then trying to figure out, okay, who do we make the number two guy? Kyrie, are you going to be a distributor or are you trying to be the ISO guy?
Shots, yeah,
you're the ISO guy. And they struggled for a while.
Yep.
They struggled for a while. So, what we got, about 30 games left? I mean, games we got left. I don't even know what the
record
is.
About
30 games left?
Mm-hmm.
We got to get this thing figured out quick or we won't get out of the second round. We won't get out of the second round.
You have 10 games to where, after 10 games, they should really be kind of...
You got to figure it out, yeah.
Because then you're going to need to win those games, those last 20, whatever they go, 13-7.
Seeding.
Yeah, seeding
is important, yeah.
Because there's teams in the East that have a lot of wins. I mean, you talked about the Bucks, talked about the Raptors, the Celtics are surging.
Mm-hmm.
You could have 50 some odd wins and be the three or the.
You mean the fourth or the fifth seed with 50 wins? Yeah,
even in the mid 50s, right there. Well, our Marks and Reese Twitter poll question of the day brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Love is in the air, and Valentine's Day, get that gift from Marks Jewelers for your sweetheart. Tell them John Marks sent you. Online, marks-jewelers.com. What are the expectations for the Sixers after the trade? Get to the conference finals, make the NBA finals, or win the NBA finals?
Well, relax, everybody.
52% say make the NBA finals. Well, I think Ben was screaming the win the NBA finals.
My expectation before was that they should make a serious play for the NBA finals. So now that they added an all-star caliber player, I don't think it's unrealistic to expect. Now, are they going to go in and be favorites against the Warriors? No. But I look at it from a standpoint of they should win the East. Now, I mean, this is what we worked for. They're not going to do any better than this over the next few years unless something crazy happens like they get Kawhi. This is their team. So if they can't do it now, they're not going to do it. I think this is the year. Like, if you're going to go in and you're going to say they're going to have a better team than this next year, I don't believe you. I think that this is going to be their team. This is going to be their best shot. And if they go in and they can't win the NBA Finals this year, fine. At least get to the Finals. But they have a real shot at it. They have a real shot. I think they could go in. Would they beat the Warriors? I don't know. But I think they could actually give the Warriors a series if this team works out to its potential.
All right, there you have it. He's in the. He must have voted win NBA Finals. Like,
They will be a better team next year, Ben.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think this is it.
Well, if you bring the main guys back, Zaire should be better next year, right?
Maybe.
Well, he can't be worse than what he is right now. Well, I shouldn't even say he can't be worse.
I don't know if he can play.
That's true.
What if they lose Jimmy Butler? Hey, are they going to really add something better than Jimmy Butler? I mean, Jimmy Butler is a top 25 player in the NBA. Yeah,
but I don't think Jimmy Butler is a top 25 player in the NBA. That's just me.
But they may not need a Jimmy Butler if they have the other three guys.
See, that's the thing, Ben. You got to get pieces that actually they fit with each other, right? Like, even if I go off the premise that Jimmy Butler is a top 25 player, he's an ISO player that in order to live up to top 25 status needs to put up 20-plus points a night. Because he's not a top 25 player scoring 14 or 15 points a night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be 32 next year. And we've already seen that he's not the elite defender that he once was.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that firsthand. He's not going to be a better defender next year.
His motor doesn't seem as high as I remember it earlier in his career.
Right. He's getting older. So that's why I would move on from but that's down the road. Right now, I got him as the fourth best team in the conference with a chance to improve.
The fourth best?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got him as
After these trades, the fourth?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they better not be the fourth best at the end of the year. They're the fourth seed at the end of the season.
We need a whole process for this.
Well, I got him.
Fourth best?
Yeah, this really kind of is the end of the process. They don't have much left from those days.
Yeah, but I hear you. I'm just going by what I see right now. I don't see much of a bench. I like what we have. Can they be better once the playoffs start?
Process is worth it for Joe and Ben alone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all about that. But you need good team chemistry to win in the playoffs. To win 4 out of 7 against teams like a Boston, Toronto, even a Milwaukee, who's been the best team all year long, has gone to Golden State and won just like you have. They've beaten everybody.
Yep.
They've beaten Toronto. They've beaten everybody. Best record in the league. Like, dude. It takes more than talent to beat these teams. That's how Boston made it to the finals last year without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Team chemistry, a system that works, familiarity, like that's what you need.
Yeah, it was team chemistry for them last year because everybody kind of filled into their roles. Now, could they come back with that same team and do that this year? No, I don't think they could have. But last year it worked because they bought in.
Hey, they're good players. Jason Tatum's a good player. Jalen Brown's a good player. So, and when you have a system that works and everybody fits in their roles, you can beat teams that are disjointed,
mm-hmm.
that lack this or lack that. So, you know, listen, Boston's won, what, 10 out of 11?
Yes, I believe.
That's not Boston from November and December. It's a different Boston team now.
And I expected it, but you still hope that it doesn't, or maybe it took a little bit longer for them to do it, but no, you're right. They're kind of hitting their stride right now. 888-729-9494. Ike Reese, mm-hmm. Now is this considered a hot take?
What's that?
Because you had said something earlier, and it involved LeBron.
Oh, ooh.
LeBron last night was sitting on the end of the bench.
Mm.
Were they in Los Angeles?
No, they were in Indiana.
Indiana, sitting on the end of the bench. Yeah, it was an early game. Sitting on the end of the bench, and there wasn't a teammate. How many seats from him?
At least 3 or 4,
if not more.
Yeah.
Totally being iced out by the rest of that team. And by the way, he doesn't care because he's going to trade all of them.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really care what's going on. But
And this is why you didn't want LeBron last summer. This is why you don't bring a LeBron onto your team if you're in a position like the Sixers. The Sixers are in much better shape without LeBron James. Because when LeBron comes to your team and if things don't fit around him the way he wants them to, everybody is getting traded. Everybody's on the trading block. And
well, they were chanting last night to Brandon Ingram. LeBron's going to trade you.
Come on, man. Come on, man. He's got Magic Johnson out there getting ready to trade his whole roster plus 4 future first-round draft picks for Anthony Davis.
It's 3 seats between them.
Come on, man. That's all LeBron driven. That's all clutch sports driven. Magic is too smart of a businessman to make a dumb move like this when you can get a guy in another year for free and have young core players to actually play around him when LeBron's old butt is gone. See, this is all about LeBron wanting to win now.
So you're saying the Sixers are better off not getting LeBron than if they would have gotten him?
Without a question, the Sixers are better without LeBron James being here. They are much better off. Much better off. Our team isn't in disarray. No rumors. People don't hate each other. You know, well, we brought Jimmy in here, so he brought a little something to the fire. But come on, man. Every year around this time, it's the LeBron James drama show. Come on, man. Every year with this dude.
You're not wrong.
Every year.
888-729-94.
I'm glad I'm not a Laker fan anymore. 94. You wonder why I'm not a Laker fan?
No, I don't wonder.
Why would I be?
And look at him. He doesn't have a care in the world.
Don't have a care. Magic? Magic?
Yep. He did a deal with the devil, Ike.
You're not Dan Gilbert now. Those aren't the Cavs.
Ike also says the Sixers right now no better than the fourth team in the East. What is your reaction to that out there? 888-729-9494.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, yeah, it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.